Hi, and thanks for listening to the Live from the 25 podcast from the Washington, D.C. Convention Center, part of the ALA's annual conference and exhibition. I'm Burke Allen, and in studio with me, my friend, America's Got Talent Season 6 winner, Columbia Records recording artist, Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., who also is a best-selling author. As a kid growing up in West Virginia, would you have ever imagined you'd be a best-selling author?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, my closest thing to books was comic books.
You wanted books with lots of pictures when you were a kid.
Yes, right, and pop-ups.
So, for folks who are listening and not familiar with Landau, you are a singer of the Great American Songbook, but you sing everything. You sing Motown, you sing swing, you sing blues and soul. But the time most people saw you first was when you walked out on that stage on America's Got Talent 9 years ago. What's your life been like in this past 9 years?
Very busy.
Fast?
Trying to get sleep. But, you know, I'm enjoying every moment. It's just, it's a dream come true. I'm able to pay it forward and, you know, raise money for great causes and just use my talent and my blessing for good reasons.
Now, while you're here in Washington, D.C., you're going to perform at this very legendary place, Blues Alley. It's a place that everybody's recorded these live albums. You know, Wynton Marsalis, Dizzy Gillespie said, this is a jazz club. Sarah Vaughan has played there. When you walk on a stage like that, are you intimidated? Are you nervous? Or what goes through your mind when you're in a place like that?
Everything would have been great until you said all the things you just said. Now I'm, like, very scared of walking into this venue.
So, Blues Alley, if you are in Washington, D.C. this weekend, the shows are Sunday night at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and we actually have a 50% discount code if you're listening. It's ALA19. ALA19, you get 50% off tickets for the 10 o'clock show Sunday night to see Landau at Blues Alley. Let's talk about the book. You had, to coin a phrase, a hard knock life growing up, and you had to recreate all that for the book. Was it painful? Was it difficult for you to go back and dredge up some of those memories?
Oh, no. Headline Books and Rick Robinson, they kind of like made it very easy and comfortable. You know, it's basically like just me talking about my life. And who don't want to talk about their life, you know? And I mean, it's my ups and downs. So, I mean, it all made me who I am today. So I'm proud of, you know, all the troubles and all the things that I've been through, you know, so it got me to this point in my life, you know. And I don't think my book would have been as successful without those stories, you know. I mean, everybody can brag about, you know, all the great things that they have happening in their lives, but everybody needs a testimony. Everybody's a living testimony, and Headline Books allowed me to do that. So yeah, it's been amazing.
You mentioned Rick Robinson. Rick was your co-writer for the book, and it was interesting. I was around for the collaboration of that, where you would tell stories, but he worked really hard to put it into your own words. Yeah. And I thought it was interesting because you guys, you know, completely different backgrounds. Rick is an older white gentleman. He's an attorney. But you bonded over, and I'll never forget this, you bonded over his Chuck Taylor
red Chuck Taylors. That's what he had on when I met him.
That's
like, this guy's been somewhere around the hood.
That's right. He may have been representing your friends when you were growing up.
That's,
you know,
what he was
or
doing.
Guys just like that, you know, yeah. As an attorney. The book is From Washing Cars to Hollywood Star. It is on Headline Books, available at LandauMurphyJr.com, bookstores everywhere. Hit number one on Amazon.com's Jazz Books bestseller list.
Yes.
And, of course, is available here at the ALA. So if you happen to be in the convention center, stop by Headline Books, booth 957. We talked about sort of your hard knock life. You actually were homeless at one point. And yeah. Now, you know, you are in a movie. You've got a number one best-selling book.
Yeah.
You know, an album on Columbia Records. It was number one, I think, for 6 weeks on the Billboard Jazz Charts.
Yeah.
Introspectively, what does that do to your head? How does that change your perspective on things?
It just basically lets me realize that all things are possible. You know, and as long as I keep Christ in my life, I don't think there's anything I can't do. And it's just been a real blessing, you know. having an album, you know, number two on the jazz charts next to Tony Bennett and Nat King Cole and the Frank Sinatra, that's a dream come true.
That's the high points. Tell me, what was the lowest point for you?
My lowest points was swallowing my pride. You know, I was homeless because I had a lot of pride. I didn't want to ask anybody for anything.
Right.
You know, I could have easily moved in with my sister or a cousin or a family member.
People would have taken you in.
Yeah. I mean, I got a good heart, so it would just, but it was just, my pride was stopping me from doing that. But at the same time, I learned a valuable lesson. And at the end of the day, you are all you have. Your heart, your dignity, you know, your personality, your smile, it's all you have at the end of the day. So being homeless taught me how to be strong. It taught me how to depend on myself, how to love myself, and respect others, you know, from all walks of life, no matter if you're up or down. Everybody should be respected. I used to stand on the street all day and, you know, talk to the older homeless guys, and they told me how they got there and why they're there. Then I started to see the bigger picture of life in itself, you know, working for somebody all day long while the boss is on the golf course, you know, and it's just like punching that clock and then coming. But I knew that God gave me a gift, but it took all of those things for me to see it. I mean, for me to go on America's Got Talent, I actually got robbed. You know, somebody robbed me and took all of my clothes, all my furniture, everything, the copper out of my walls. That's what made me go on America's Got Talent.
That's a lot of lows and a lot of high highs. If you're just tuning in, Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. is our guest. He's my buddy. He is the winner of season 6 of NBC Television's America's Got Talent. And we're in Washington, D.C. at the American Library Association's annual conference at the Convention Center. Landau signing copies of his book with this incredible story. And it's full of pictures of that whole journey from washing cars to starring in the movie. You've got your music director and pianist here, Dwayne Flesher. And Dwayne, if you could lean into the microphone, I want to ask you a little bit about the relationship between a pianist and a vocalist and how it is that you guys are able to play off one another and do it so well. I mean, do you follow him? Does he follow you? How does that work?
Well, actually, we just kind of feed off of each other. I'll follow him and do some things, and then I'll set him up with some other things. But I will say I've been very fortunate in my career. I've got to do some appearances with groups like the Pied Pipers. Got to play at actually about an hour jam session with Wynton Marsalis, trumpet player, and that was a blast. But getting to play with this guy and work with this guy is what is keep. I should be retired, but he won't let me. So as long as I can have as much fun as we have when we're together, I'm just going to keep on playing. So.
Dwayne Flesher is Landau's music director and pianist. Berkeley trained, so you've got a classical background, also an Air Force veteran. Thank you for your service. Highlights. Give me a couple of highlights of the things that you've done in playing with Landau. What are the big memories?
Well, one of the biggest is when you said... we're going to go play with in Boston, where I went to school. And I said, oh, that's cool. So who are we playing with? And he said, the Boston Pops. And I went, seriously? Because I used to walk by the Symphony Hall almost every day.
Sure.
Never, ever dreaming that I would be on stage there. So that was definitely probably the biggest highlight. And getting to write the arrangements that the symphony played, that was totally beyond anything I'd ever dreamed of.
55 musicians playing a Dwayne Flesher arrangement, and it's the Boston Pops. That is pretty fantastic.
And I thank you for that, and you.
Well, it's our honor and our pleasure. Landau, we've only got a couple of minutes. Tell me about this new album. You're going to do something live in a city that has some meaning for you.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a live album. That's in Vegas, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Caesar's Palace, and August 11th. On my birthday, actually.
Recording your live album on your birthday in Las Vegas.
Recording a live album. We're starting the whole party off at Catalina Jazz Club in L.A. And then we're going to Vegas for my birthday, and we're doing a whole live album. So it's going to be a fantastic project for all the fans, you know, all the fans that's been waiting on it. So we're going to mix it all up. I'm going to put so many different type of tunes on there that people aren't used to seeing me sing, and it's going to be great. I got my whole band with me. Dwayne will be there.
It's fantastic.
It's just going to be amazing. I mean, it's live at Caesar's Palace on my birthday. I mean, that's the best birthday present that I could even ever ask for. Like,
and if you'd like to see Landau live in concert and you're in the Washington, D.C. area this weekend, you're listening to the podcast, Sunday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., Landau performs at the legendary Blues Alley in Georgetown. Some call it the most famous jazz club in the world. It's certainly the longest running. It's over 50 years nonstop. We have a special for American Library Association folks. Just enter the promo code ALA19. That's ALA19 at bluesalley.com or LandauMurphyJr.com, and you get 50% off tickets. It's like a 2-for-1 for the 10 o'clock show Sunday night. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., the author of Washing Cars, the Hollywood star, and Dwayne Flesher, music director. Thanks for being on the podcast today.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
It's live from the 25 at the ALA. I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening.